This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Lisa is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Russ. So in a few minutes, we're going to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her, and maybe get her another date. But first, Lisa, how long has it been since you heard from Russ?
It has been an entire week since we last had any contact. I know.
Oh. How many times have you reached out to him in that week?
Well, honestly, like the night after our first date, or like the night of our first date, like after I went home, I texted him, thank you, you know, because like I had such a great time. And then he did respond the next day. And then like, that was really it. Like the conversation just stopped there. Like he didn't have any banter with me after that at all. Huh. So it was like literally just that night and then next morning and that's it.
Did the date go well?
That's the thing. Like it went awesome. Like it was so good. Like textbook. It was great.
Tell us about it.
I was talking to him for a few weeks before we ever like met up in person, which I think is important to mention because like I really don't like to meet up if I feel like someone's like a waste of my time. But totally. This guy really seemed like great. So I was like, okay, fine. Like we'll just do coffee. Like let's not get crazy. Do something casual. And so that's what we did. We went to like my favorite little coffee shop and okay, I know this is like silly, but like right off the rip when we got there, there was this woman with her dog and Russ immediately like just pet down and or like bent down and started like loving up on this dog.
Aww.
I'm like, this is amazing. Like that warmed my heart. I'm like, I'm such a dog girl. Like this is great. And then I'm sorry. The dog peed on his shoe. Just a little bit. Like it was just like a, like this puppy was so excited. So like she just straight up peed on his shoe. And then, it was so funny, but then the dog mom was like, let me pay for your like coffees. Like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. So like, we got free coffee out of it. And yeah, like, so his shoes will be fine. It's, yeah.
I'd let anything pee on my shoe for free coffee.
Oh, that's good to know.
Walking down the hallway, I'm like, you must want free coffee.
I'm going to test that theory.
That is like the cutest little coupon. And like, that's how we felt. Like, it was just such a cute little date. And then honestly, like, we were having such a good time that we just like kept it rolling into dinner. Like we did coffee and we were talking for a long time and just like enjoying each other's company. So we said, why not? We went out, grabbed dinner. Oh my gosh, you could see like every star in the sky. It was a beautiful night. And like it even ended in like a sweet, like nothing crazy, but like a sweet little goodnight kiss. So the vibes were right for me. Like I was, I enjoyed myself. So I don't really get it.
Well, he kept going too. Like, I feel like dates don't get a second location if they're not going well. Did anything happen maybe on the date that could have been a little bit of a rub?
Okay. I will tell you like the one thing that I can think of after like racking my brain. I guess like during dinner, he did get up to go to the bathroom and like maybe he was just trying to like dodge the conversation we were having because like I will be accountable. I was ranting a little bit about my like work nemesis.
That's funny. That word, that's so funny. Okay.
And like, maybe I shouldn't have used it. Like, maybe that made it sound like I'm being dramatic, but this is a reply all type girl. She is a girl who wants to take credit for my work. Like, she's just a thorn in my side. And I was just kind of like, I was letting a little steam out. So maybe he thinks I'm like suspicious because like I have a nemesis in general.
Yeah. I mean, I can see how somebody would think that. I'd be like, okay, maybe she's just got a problem with everybody because they don't know you very well yet, you know?
Right.
Like, literally, that's the only thing I could think of. And it was like a little snippet out of like an overall great night.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him. See if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Luisa is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Russ. So we're about to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her after they went on a date and maybe get her another one. But first, Luisa, why don't you get everybody up to speed on your situation?
Sure. So I finally met up with a great guy after talking to him for a while. He has like big dog dad energy, which we love to see. We had a great date. We did kiss at the end. This man is now not texting me back. And a dog did pee on his shoe. If you missed that part, I am sorry about that. A dog did pee on this man's shoe. And also, I do have a work nemesis that I may have ranted about a little bit. So okay. I think that's where we're at.
So it's either the dog pee, which, or are you ranting about the work person that could be the things that you're thinking?
Nemesis.
The options.
Yeah. Right. Could be that.
Well, here we go. Are you ready for us to call him?
Oh my gosh, yes, I guess so.
Okay, here we go.
Russ,
hey, how are you? My name is Jubal. I'm calling from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Russ.
Hi.
The whole show is here, Russ. My name is Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I've never been on the radio before. Okay. I'm okay. Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, we're calling you today because we do a segment on the show, and it's called the First Date Follow-Up. What that is if where you go on a date with somebody and you end up ghosting them, that person can ask us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting. And we got an email about you from somebody.
Oh, my gosh. I think I know where this is going.
Okay, you want to take a shot at and see if you can guess who it is?
Is Louisa?
Yes, it is Louisa. She asked us to call you because you won't get back to her, and she really liked you and thought your day went well, and she's wondering why you're ghosting.
Oh, okay. I mean, look, so here's the deal, guys.
Okay.
Louisa is awesome. She is so cool. She's really on it. She's gorgeous. She's hot. She's really hot, and she's really funny. And has so much personality, and you know, for a first date, she brought so much awesome personality, and I feel like I really got to know her in our time. Honestly, the reason why I haven't been contacting her really is it's honestly nothing to do with her. Me, I'm a really esoteric kind of person. Like, I'm really in touch with like the energy that's going on in my world and like the stars and astronomy and things. And okay. I just feel like right now I feel like I am extremely bad luck. That sounds like such a weird thing to say as a reason why to not do this. But all this month, crazy things have been happening to me. And they continue to happen on the date as well. I don't know if she told you this or anything, but right before I got there, there was this dog, right? And the dog, I went to go down and, you know, pet the dog. And then right as she walked up to me, I stood up to greet her, and the dog on my foot.
we didn't hear that. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there's some other things that, you know, she may have not realized that happened on the date that they'd be like, oh my God, I can't, you know, do anything right. So after the dog peed on me, I was cleaning up in the bathroom, and on the way back in, I opened the door and swing and it hit the server in the face and drops the tray of stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I just smashed this guy in the face. And I was like, oh my God. So I helped the guy up, you know, and continued on. I got back down and we're sitting down and I realized we're about to get set down. And I realized that an ex of mine was also there at the same coffee shop with, I don't know if it was a friend or a date or something, but I was like, oh my God, this is not happening. So I said, let's just go sit behind like a plant, like in this like corner area, which kind of feels like a weird thing to say on a first date meeting. I'm like, let's go sit here in the corner where no one can see us. But I was like, all right, let's do it. So we did it. And, you know, I said, oh, we can just get to know each other and focus on each other. And then to top it off, I lost my phone. So I realized while we're in the middle of conversation, I feel my right pocket is empty. And I'm like, where the F is my phone? And I'm like, in my mind, while maintaining a conversation, being like, how do I get up and look for the phone without looking like a crazy person and completely just nosediving this date? So I kept like getting up and kind of looking around while also trying to have a conversation. I didn't want to just be like, oh, I lost my phone. So I ended up not finding my phone, but we just left the coffee shop and I didn't say anything because I didn't want to make a whole thing out of it. I had to go back the next day and someone luckily found it and turned it in. And she didn't know any of this. I didn't tell her any of this because I was like, this is too much to tell this person on the first day.
What a nightmare.
I know. I had like a 3-act tragedy going on. Meanwhile, I was trying to be on this date with her. So I don't think she knew about most of that stuff going on. I don't think I let on much, but just to be honest with you, big point being, I really did like Louisa. Like, I really, really did. I think she's really, seems like such a cool person, and I'm definitely very attracted to her. But I just feel like right now I need to figure myself out a little bit and get myself kind of back together and let things go smoothly for a bit before I'm like,
he needs to
ready
be saged.
Really dive into something.
There.
Okay, Russ, well, thank you for telling us and being honest with us. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Louisa probably does too, because she's actually on the phone listening and has been listening this whole time.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. I should have suspected that. I should have known. Oh my God.
Okay. Russ, I am so serious right now. This is like not part of your like perceived bad luck. This is a good thing. We're going to get through this, but like, I'm not going to lie to you. I am dead right now. This is like one of the funniest things I've ever heard, like in retrospect, because this is like a lot of like pieces are coming together for me that I did not know were part of a puzzle at all. So wow. Just wow.
I hope you could appreciate the mental gymnastics I was doing while we were sitting together on that date. But I'm glad you get a chuckle out of that story, because it is, in the moment it was not funny, but in hindsight it is absurd.
I mean, I'm going to be so real with you. Like, now that you've said all of this, like, I 1000% remember in the cafe you doing some kind of, like, millennial Macarena, like, just padding your pockets a little bit. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
oh, my God.
So, like, there's little bit of it. Like, for the most part, you were pretty slick, though. Like, for the most part, I did not know your soul had left your body. Like, so, well,
Thank you so much. Thank you. I did do theater in high school. I appreciate the compliment.
Sounds so well matched.
Yeah, you guys really do sound like you should go out again. Russ, would you like to go out with Louisa again one more time? We'll pay for it.
I mean, listen, here's the thing. I really am, like, embarrassed by this. Like, I know, I'm glad, like, I appreciate, like, that she's willing to, like, take it in stride. I am generally a really, like, confident, like, easygoing kind of person. So this has been, like, a very, it felt like the worst case scenario, which has kind of been why I was, like,
Russ, you should just say yes.
I'll just say yes. I'm gonna say yes.
Well, congratulations, Lisa. You got another date.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, was that Nina? Like, what a girl's girl to bully this man. I really appreciate you.
Jubal's first date follow up.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.